If I told you that maths could help you find another half, you'd probably think I was crazy. But I'm delighted to say that joining me now on Stray FM from Countdown is Rachel Riley. Thanks for joining me, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Rachel, I believe you have the odds of finding love. I believe it's been worked out.
It has. Yeah, there's been some research done by eHarmony, and they're looking at the odds of finding love. And if you leave it to fate, national average, it's 1 in 562 people is right for you. But, you know, looking at those odds, they're actually looking at how you can increase your chance of finding that perfect partner as well, using math, using science, using psychoanalysis, using all these clever things, and using a lot of data that they've got from, you know, 5 million users in the UK, 60 million worldwide. They're looking at previous relationships. They're looking at all that information at what makes a good couple, and they're helping you find that perfect partner yourself.
1 in 562 actually sounds like better odds than I thought. I thought, like,
oh, really?
It, well, because actually thinking about it, people always say there's one person out there for you, but actually,
yeah.
562, you divide that by the population of the world, there's quite a few people out there for you.
There are quite a few. You just need to find them. You just need a little bit of help.
Well,
and
that's true.
One of the interesting things that came out from the research as well is that you're actually more likely, your chances of finding love increase as you get older, which might surprise people. But
is that because our standards drop, or is that
no? I think it's not standards drop. It's just things that you think are important might not necessarily be. I don't know whether, you know, with age comes wisdom, but you might broaden your age bracket, for example. That's not quite as stringent a thing as you might think. I mean, from speaking from my experience, things that you think are non-negotiables, things that, you know, your partner must have, actually the person that you might end up with ticks none of those boxes. But using, you know, personality tests and working out, you know, what generally does make long-term couples, from analysing millions of that have gone before, can actually help you find a better partner than just, you know, oh, they must be fit and they must have loads of money.
If you are single, and according to these stats that eHarmony have come up with, 1 in 3 people in Britain is single. If you are single, 1 in 562 probably feels like still quite wide odds. What kind of things can you do, other than getting older, because that'll take some time, what kind of things can you do to increase those odds?
And broadening your net, so meeting more people, so whether that's going to the gym, striking up a conversation there, or going out for drinks from the office, and then, you know, you meet the friendship groups of people that you work with, that can increase your odds. And obviously using an online dating service. I think 1 in 5 relationships now are found using online dating. And there's a lot on offer, but if you want kind of, you know, a long-term partner, then it's good to have a bit of knowledge, a bit of science, a bit of maths behind to help you find that person.
Absolutely. And you are the right person to talk to about maths. There's some interesting little stats here about this 1 in 562. Apparently you're more likely to have twins, which is 1 in 250,
yeah.
Or
identical
to see
twins,
Simon
yeah.
Cowell become prime minister. Apparently 1 in 500 that Simon Cowell will be prime minister.
You know, we've all been watching the States lately. If Donald Trump can get in America, I'd happily take Simon Cowell over here over that.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's that maybe lesser of two evils, isn't it? Never mind. Rachel Riley, thank you so much for that.
Thanks for having me.
The big message is just get out there, isn't it?
Get out there, meet more people, and don't necessarily stick to what you think is right for you. Broaden your network.